USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Months before the call that set off an impeachment inquiry, many in the diplomatic community were alarmed by the Trump administration's abrupt removal of a career diplomat from her post as ambassador to Ukraine. The ambassador's ouster and the campaign against her that preceded it are now emerging as the key sequence of events behind a whistleblower's complaint alleging that the president pressured a foreign country to investigate his political rival. In a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Senator Robert Menendez demanded answers about the ouster of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. Through it all, Donald Trump is saying that this is all just a big witch hunt.
It's a disgrace to our country. It's another witch hunt. Here we go again. It's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just a disgrace. It's a terrible thing for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump signed a temporary government-wide funding bill that staves off the risk of a government shutdown through November 21st. The measure buys additional time for lawmakers to continue to work to unclog a $1.4 trillion bundle of yearly spending bills that is hung up amid fights over Trump's border wall and abortion. Those measures face a variety of obstacles, and it's not clear when Congress will pass them. A gas leak forced the temporary evacuation of hundreds of residents from a Massachusetts city just outside of Boston, reeling from a destructive series of gas explosions and fires 1 year ago. Homes were evacuated in the early morning hours after a police officer smelled gas around 3:15 a.m. and alerted authorities. The leak was located and sealed off by 5 a.m., according to Columbia Gas of Massachusetts. There were no reported injuries, explosions, or fires. Governor Charlie Baker and others declined to say what caused the leak, but Baker said investigators are confident the leak was isolated and there is no threat to public safety. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Another massive pro-democracy rally in downtown Hong Kong ended early after violence broke out, with police firing tear gas and water cannons after protesters threw bricks and Molotov cocktails at many government buildings. The violence was a familiar scene that's been repeated since protests for democratic reform started in early June in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. It also came 3 days before a major march is planned on the day that China celebrates its 70th anniversary of the Communist Party taking power, sparking fears of bloody clashes that could embarrass Beijing. Organizers said over 300,000 people attended the rally. In an age of rapidly advancing computer power, the U.S. Census Bureau recently undertook an experiment to see if census answers could threaten the privacy of people who fill out the questionnaire. The agency went back to the last national headcount in 2010 and reconstructed individual profiles from thousands of publicly available tables, then matched those records against other public population data. The result? Officials were then able to infer the identities of 52 million Americans. Confronted with that discovery, the Bureau announced that it would add statistical noise to the 2020 data, essentially tinkering with its own numbers to preserve privacy. Federal law bars census officials from disclosing any individual's responses, but data-crunching computers can tease out likely identities from the broader census results when combined with other personal information. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.